a life coaching minister meets with a woman named Elise. Elise says, "My former friend has apologized publicly, but privately she keeps blaming me. Everyone says we should reconcile. I feel guilty for keeping distance." This is a forgiveness discernment moment. The leader should not rush Elise toward reunion. The leader should help her discern carefully. Christian gratitude discernment offers a simple pathway. First, name the harm. Elise, what exactly happened and what did it cost you? Second, invite lament. What do you need to say honestly to God about this? Third, distinguish forgiveness from trust. Have you released vengeance to God, or are you still carrying the desire to make her pay? And separately, has she shown the kind of fruit that would rebuild trust? Fourth, consider safety and boundaries. What contact is wise right now? What access is not wise? Fifth, look for repentance fruit. True repentance does not only say, "I'm sorry." It tells the truth, stops blame shifting, accepts consequences, and seeks repair without demanding control. Sixth, remember mercy. The leader may ask, "Where has God shown mercy to you, and how does that mercy shape your heart without erasing wisdom?" Seventh, choose one faithful next step. Maybe Elise writes a prayer of release. Maybe she asks for a mediated conversation. Maybe she keeps distance. Maybe she seeks pastoral counsel. Maybe she stops defending herself to everyone and entrusts her reputation to God. Ministry Sciences observes that repair after betrayal requires accountability, changed behavior, emotional safety, and time. Christian ministry agrees but goes deeper. We are not merely managing conflict. We are placing wounds, justice, mercy, and relationships under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Romans 12:19 says, "Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath." This means forgiveness is not pretending justice does not matter. It is refusing to become the judge of final vengeance. What helps is careful pacing. What harms is forced reconciliation. A leader can say, "Elise, you can forgive without giving unsafe access. You can release vengeance without pretending trust is restored. You can pray for mercy while still walking in wisdom." That is mercy without unsafe reconciliation. Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders guide wounded people toward truth, mercy, boundaries, safety, and one faithful step before God.